The following is an account of an exploratory team's journey into Venezuela. Here they encounter the unique capybara. Let's listen to their story.
Walking through the dense jungles of Venezuela, my team and I happen upon a majestic herd of the capybara, the world's largest rodent. These animals can weigh anywhere from 100 to 150 pounds and are 100 to 130 centimeters in length. Not your average pest by any means. Quite the contrary, these rodents roam in herds of 20 with a dominant male, several adult females, their offspring, and subordinate males. They are a fairly developed social creature in this regard. Listen closely and you can hear their unique bark.
Bark! 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 Bark!
We see the herd grazing and swimming at a nearby watering hole, an area where one can often find the capybara. The animal is semi-aquatic and as such relies heavily on water as an escape from predators. Additionally, the main component of a capybara's diet is reeds and grasses, so wet marshy areas are the perfect territory for grazing. We watch quietly as the dominant male begins to rub up against a bush to mark it with his distinctive scent. The capybara uses scent marking as both a territorial mark and a mark of dominance. To do this, they will use both a gland located near the snout called a morillo and another gland just above the anus. Scent marking plays a large role in the life of a capybara. Not to disturb them, a group slowly moves away from the grazing herd to leave them to their peaceful ways. If only we could learn from this simple animal, we might all be a little more monastic.